With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President-elect Trump and his inner circle are defending the controversial cabinet selection of Matt Gaetz. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Trump confidant Elon Musk is making a public case for Gaetz to be confirmed as attorney general. He wrote on X that Gaetz has a big brain, a spine of steel, and an axe to grind. Musk said the former congressman will be our hammer of justice. Meanwhile, according to several media reports and members of Congress, the president-elect is calling senators to personally urge them to support Gaetz, who has been accused of sexual misconduct. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Northern California and the Pacific Northwest bracing for what's expected to be a powerful storm. Heavy rain and winds set to blast the region and potentially cause power outages and flash flooding. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks beginning today, lasting through Friday. Those come as the strongest atmospheric river that California and the Pacific Northwest have seen this season bears down on the region. President Biden wrapping up his final appearance at a major international summit. He's attending the Group of 20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, using his appearance to urge world leaders to stay in the global fight against poverty and climate change. The holidays upon us, AAA spokeswoman Exa Diaz says nearly 80 million Americans expected to travel over the long holiday.
Thanksgiving is the busiest travel holiday of all. This is the time of year when most people travel. So already you're comparing a very high number from last year. The fact that last year was a record and that we're even going to surpass that this year means a lot.
The Thanksgiving holiday period runs from November 26th to December 2nd. The Dow dropping 110 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 122. This is SRN News. A new study on faith and loneliness.
It comes from the American Bible Society, and it reveals that Christians who are more spiritually engaged are less likely to feel lonely than believers who are not. The poll finds that those who read the Bible regularly, are involved in a church, and practice forgiveness don't feel as isolated. Loneliness is a growing problem in the U.S., with about 75% of the general population reporting being lonely at least some of the time, younger people especially. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Around the country, advocates for Christian education have been finding ways to help religious schools qualify for state funds. The practice could expand as backers of school choice have an ally in President-elect Donald Trump. One new approach has emerged in Ohio. That state has put part of its budget surplus toward $4.9 million in construction projects for religious schools. This is SRN News. An ambitious forest planting plan has been proposed for Denmark.
The plans to convert 10% of a farmland into forest and natural habitats over the next two decades in an effort to reduce fertilizer usage, officials called the agreement, the biggest change to the Danish landscape in over 100 years. The Green Tripartite Ministry has been created to implement a Green Deal reached in June among farmers, the industry, labor unions, and environmental groups. Under the agreement, just over $6 billion has been earmarked to acquire land from farmers over the next 20 years. I'm Charles Dillethesma.
Two Australian tourists being treated in Thailand for suspected severe alcohol poisoning after apparently consuming tainted drinks in Laos. The two 19-year-old women were on a backpacking vacation. Methanol is sometimes used as a cheap alternative to ethanol and alcohol in mixed drinks. More details at SRNNews.com.